All right, starting with injuries, we've got Adam Gotsis with a sprained left shoulder. Other than that, it was a pretty clean night for us, injury-wise. Questions?
Did Kyle Sloter show enough to be considered for the backup quarterback position?
Our depth chart has not changed when it comes to the quarterback position.
Defense pitching a shutout tonight and not giving up 20 points in any other game. How pleased have you been with their effort throughout the preseason?
I've been very pleased. Stopping the run game was our goal heading to training camp, and that was accomplished 3 out of 4 games. So I've been very pleased with the defense. You know, we've added some wrinkles, you know, to our defense, and it's been the same dominant force. So that's a good thing.
Vance, let me ask it like this. Did Kyle do enough to be the third quarterback you're going to have the first 2 weeks of the season?
Well, we'll see. You know, those calls are going to happen tomorrow, you know, tomorrow and Saturday, I should say. But he's played very well. I mean, he had a slow start tonight with the safety and taking a sack backed up, but he came out of it and had 380-yard scoring drives. So he's been impressive. He's a young poised quarterback. He's very, very intelligent, so I've been impressed with Kyle.
Even though you said your only injury was Adam, that's another defensive end nicked up. How concerned are you about that spot heading into week 1?
I am not concerned. It's a minor sprain, so not concerned at all.
Coach, Jamal Carter listed as a safety. He plays in the box a lot. He did tonight. What role do you see him playing on this defense?
Jamal Carter?
Yeah.
Well, he has not made our team yet, so I'm not sure what role he would play if he makes our team.
Yeah, I know you were busy coaching the game and whatnot, but can you offer any light on the T.J. Ward situation? And is he on the trading block? Is a release a possibility? What can you offer there?
Nothing on that. You know, again, it's going to be a long weekend of a lot of transactions, you know, so I can't speak to that. At the end of the day, we want the best guys for our football team. And if he's one of them, he'll be here.
Are you planning on having TJ on your football team?
I can't speak to that today. That's more for tomorrow's conversation and Saturday's conversation.
Guys like Steven Ridley and Juwan Thompson, yeah, both rushed for over 5 yards a carry today,
sure,
but they're at the end of a very deep room. How tough is it to watch them put these, you know, very strong performances, but knowing that, you know, maybe there's just not going to be space?
Right. That's a good thing for Juwan and Steven, you know, because obviously it's tough, you know, when you've got, you know, 5 or 6 backs in a room that should make your football team, and you're only going to keep 4 or 5. But for those guys to play well tonight, it's going to help their chances if they're not here to move on somewhere else. You know, so for those guys, that's a good thing that they've played well tonight.
Yeah, Vance, I got 2 for you. One,
sure.
Brandon McManus, you kind of honored him with the introductions.
Yeah.
And I think he was 10 for 10 in field goals this preseason.
Sure.
Talk about that.
He's missed 1 field goal the entire summer. So, I mean, he's definitely a weapon for us. You know, we get to the 40-yard line, we're going to give him a shot. And obviously, you know, he's been 100% the entire preseason. So he is definitely a big part of our scoring machine. You know, so I've been happy with him and impressed with his leadership also.
And also 4-0 in your first preseason.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's exciting. You know, winning's winning. You know, it doesn't count. But, you know, for our football team to play well, you know, 4 straight weeks and win the football game, that counts. You know, obviously, next week it's the real deal, and, you know, that should be exciting. So I'm looking forward to that.
I know he didn't play tonight, but Jamal Charles, do you guys have any lingering concerns about his knee, or is he good to go in your mind?
We don't.
Any else for the coach? Okay.
Thank you, guys.